Afternoon, guys. Hope you're well. Same process ever. Max on either side. We'll set embargo partway through for 10:30 this evening. Start with Simon, please.
Hi, Pep. Hope you're okay. Could you just update us first on Calvin Phillips, because we're led to believe that the agreement is there for him to go to West Ham on loan for the rest of the season?
Well, the club told me this still is not done, but he traveled yesterday to make a medical test. But it's not completely done, but apparently he's going to be in loan 6 months, and hopefully he can play the minutes that he deserves and I could give them to him.
I mean, it's just not happened for him here, has it? It's never appeared as though he could get a regular place in your side.
That's what it is. So I wish him, I said many times, an exceptional human being and even a football player. Otherwise, he would not be in a national team from UK. And so hopefully, he can prove what really it is.
And just on your team selection, it's a couple of weeks since you last played. Is Erling Haaland going to be?
He's in the birch to come back. Tomorrow still is not ready, but it's close. Yeah. So training camp was good. Trained some sessions, and the last 2 days here he trained. So, but it's not perfect, and we wait a little bit more.
Andy, hi Pep. Just following on from that, the rest of the team. Can you update on some of the other players who've not been with you lately?
No. Kanji is out, and John is come back. Will be with the team selection, but he's come back. Yeah.
And Edison, is he okay now?
He's okay, yeah.
Okay, and then also the announcement earlier today about the signing of Claudio Echeverri. Can you comment on that at all, please?
Well, the club, Alex informed me a few minutes ago that he's done. So congratulations to be part of our club.
Hi, Pep. Earlier this year, you joked about the next target being scoring away against Spurs. Do you understand why the record is so poor there? Because it's like 6 games, 6 defeats, and no goals scored. Different managers.
Yeah, that's a reality. How tough it is for us. So, of course, it's a final. It's a knock at the stage, and to go through, you have to score goals. Otherwise, it will not be possible to go through with the team who score goals. But always is a new opportunity to break it. The feeling is most of the times we were exceptional is not the right word because we could not win, but we played really good. So you see how we play, the stats, or I don't really imagine the stats, but the way we behave and the way we play was good. But the reality is that no goals, 6 defeats, so they are much better than us. We can't admit it. So
does it look like a more dangerous Tottenham now with Ange?
If we were not able to win any game, so we have been dangerous all the time. But the way they play is quite a little bit different than the past. Yeah.
Hi, Pep. Can I get your reaction to Omar Berada leaving to join Manchester United? How did you find out about it? How much of a big loss is this for City? And did you try and convince him otherwise?
Well, all I can say personally, I wish him all the best, good luck. So. He changed the street, not the city. So, yeah, have been an important person for the organization, the right hand from Ferran. So, but he decided for himself, to leave, and the club will move forward. So the club will find the right way, the right person or persons to move forward and do what he has done. And yeah, personally, wish him all the best.
Is there any sense of kind of shock that Man United made a move like this? And is there any sense of kind of worry that there might be kind of more of a force to be reckoned with now with Ineos on board?
I don't know. The ideas from Man United, we try to keep the best persons and people here, but this kind of happened. So when I arrived here 8 years ago, especially in this building, like come not quite often, just in the press conference. Now I come now and I don't recognize one face, honestly. So people change a lot, move another, jobs and people knew it's coming. And we wanted, I think the club was so happy with Omar, but he decided for himself to leave and the same. You know, all the best.
Hi, Pep. Alexander Seferin has spoken about the club's Premier League charges for the first time. I wonder, were you upset with what he had to say, specifically the word line about knowing UEFA knowing they were right about the
as
previous
a, as a lawyer charge? That he is, the president of UEFA, he should wait. Wait. And after, do whatever he wants. So it was the sentence, he has to sentence about the UEFA, he has to respect it. And yeah, he has to wait. I have a lot of job to do in UEFA, you know, to be involved in that cases that the lawyers should respect the procedure. And after, you know, he knows we have the right to defend ourselves. So only I can say.
Can I ask you another one on Calvin Phillips as well? I mean, I just wonder, obviously, he was a really popular player here. You obviously have a lot of affection for him. Mm. When you look back at his time, is there any personal, I don't know, frustration? Do you think you could have done something slightly differently to make it work here, or was it just never going to happen?
If I give him 10, 15 games in a row, he will play good. I didn't give him to him. I feel so responsible for that. But at the same time, I'm honest with me. As I've a disposal players, a squad, and have to decide for what we are looking for different things. And only I can say is the grateful I am for his behavior and on and off the pitch for many, many situations. But and hopefully that he can find the minutes, like he can come back, and next season we'll see what happened. And he finally go to West Ham. There's no one person that we don't want. We wish him all the best in his short time, 4 or 5 months in London.
And given he was very much a part of the first team squad, he was obviously came in for a lot of money. Are there any plans to bring any first team players in before the deadline?
I don't think so.
Okay. So an embargo for 10:30 this evening, please.